That'll come to order.
We still, do we need to go out of Committee of the Whole? Meet? Right. So, I think that that's the first order of business. Huh?
Mr. Majority Floor, there, when we broke, your motion was that the Committee of the Whole beg leave to rise and sit again.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Committee of the Whole now rise and report.
Okay. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. President, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, begs leave to report as follows. House Joint Resolution 5, do pass. House Bill 12, do pass. House Bill 48, do pass. House Bill 88, do pass, amended. House Bill 98, do pass. House Bill 140, failed to pass Committee of the Whole and was indefinitely postponed. And House Bill 173, do pass, amended. Senator Dockstader, Chairman.
Senator Dockstader.
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried and the report is adopted. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Committee of the Whole, or that the Senate stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday, March 3rd.
Oh, no.
Are we not?
We have some other things to do.
What were you?
No. I thought we were done. I saw the door out.
Now, we have messages from the House.
February the 28th, 2014, from the House of Representatives. Message number 213, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 6, groundwater contested cases. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 52, excused 8. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting listed amendment. Concurrence, February the 28th, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 214, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 20, Local Government Legal Publications, passed the House on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, excused 4. February the 28th, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 216, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 55, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Award Increased, passed the House on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 8, excused 2. February the 28th, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 217, concurrence requested. Mr. President, the Senate File 64, Public Health Nursing, pass the House on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 53, noes 3, excused 3, conflict 1. February 28, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 218, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 75, Environmental Protection Agency Actions 2, passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 4, excused 2. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
We have some concurrences. Minority Floor Leader.
I have privilege of the floor before we go into the concurrences, Mr. President.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to welcome in the gallery some University of Wyoming students involved in the UW Multicultural Student Leadership Initiative. The MSLI is a UW program designed to prepare students for future leadership roles. Their visit to the Wyoming legislature may encourage these students to consider a path into leadership at the state or federal level after college, and they're here with Chicory Bechtel. Please stand up. The UW Multicultural Affairs Project Coordinator. Please welcome.
Welcome to the Senate. You can have my seat anytime. Concurrences. Senator Geis, are you ready on message number 213, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 6? The reading clerk will read the message.
From the House of Representatives, February 28, 2014, message number 213, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 6, groundwater contested cases.
Senator Geis.
Mr. President, I move message number 213 on Senate File 6, groundwater contested cases, and ask the body to vote aye. All they did was down on page 4, line 22, they struck in the party. So now, in order, hearing is held, he shall make known the records and information upon which he relied as the least, at least 15 days before the hearing.
Okay. Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 6. You've been asked to vote aye, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
He's excused.
Scott.
Aye.
Bonflatron.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred with message number 198 in reference to Senate File 78. Next concurrence request. Senator Coe, are you ready on message number 198, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 78, Jason Flatt, Act 2?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read the message.
From the House of Representatives, February 27, 2014, message number 198, concurrence requested. Senate File 78, the Jason Flatt Act 2.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move message number 198, that being original Senate File 78, the Jason Flatt Act 2, and ask the body to vote aye on concurrence. What they really did, Mr. President, is the language at the top didn't like the word approve, so they changed that to review and make available. I don't think that hurts anything. I think that might actually improve it. Down there to on page 3, line 2, and page 4, line 16, you see where they add some language that says the board shall make all suicide prevention education materials and classes available to interested community members. Also, don't think that hurts anything, so I'd ask that you concur and vote aye.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, the motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 78. You've been asked to vote aye, and the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
Aye.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Americk?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer excused. Scott?
Aye.
Scott?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Ross?
Aye.
Christensen, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 19 ayes, 10 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 78. Senator Peterson, are you ready on message number 195, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 33?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read the message.
From the House of Representatives, February 27, 2014, message number 195, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 33, County Board of Equalization 2.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message number 195 to Senate file number 33, County Board of Equalization 2. Fellow senators, and ask the body to vote no. The bill left the Senate here in pretty good shape. It went over to the House and got changed a little bit, Mr. President. Most of the things not bad. The last item, they took the date of August, first Monday of August, and inserted October 1st. And so we just want to go talk to them a little bit about this and find out their reasoning. We don't think it's a good idea, and so we'd ask the body to vote no and give us a chance to make some corrections to this and bring it back in line where we think it ought to be.
Any discussion? Hearing none. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 33. You've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
No.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Kraft?
No.
Dockstader? Driscoll?
No.
Americk?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer excused. Scott?
No.
Von Flatern? President Ross?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 noes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on message number 195 in reference to Senate File 33. Senator Peterson, can you see me for a second? The Conference Committee on Senate File 33 is as follows. Peterson, Chairman, Senator Case, and Senator Von Flader. Senator Bebout, are you ready on message number 218, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 75, Environmental Protection Agency Actions 2?
Yes, I am.
Reading clerk will read the message.
From the House of Representatives, February the 28, 2014, message number 218, concurrence requested, Mr. President, Senate File number 75, Environmental Protection Agency Actions 2.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move adoption of message number 218, concurrence requested for Senate File 75, Environmental Protection Agency Actions 2. Mr. President, the House actually did some decent work, and I'll go through the three things they did there. It was all cleanup, and if you look at the bill before the engrossed, but the original bill, you'll see that on page 3, line 16, after they eliminated after the word authority, they went in there and eliminated the language. The Attorney General is directed to advance arguments to protect the state's base or protect the property rights of citizens. The concern was the Attorney General getting involved as a state agency, protecting personal private rights, property rights, and a conflict that might occur. That makes sense. If you, the other questions instead of the other amendments they made, Mr. President, they deleted must act, inserted the word is authorized. And then if you look on page 2, line 11, they, after the word Congress, they put in period and they eliminated in creation of the agency in 1970. And I think this makes it a cleaner, better bill, and I would ask the body to vote aye.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 75, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer excused, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 75. Senator Coe, are you ready on message number 216, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 55, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Award Increase?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read the message.
From the House of Representatives, February the 28, 2014, message number 216, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 55, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Award Increase.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I would move message number 216, that being original Senate File 55, Hathaway Student Scholarship Program Award Increase, and ask the body to vote aye. What they've done with this amendment, they have put it back exactly the way it came from the Joint Education Committee in the interim. Actually, they put it back where the increase is 10%, not the 5% when it left here. I happen to like the 10% better, so I'd ask that you vote aye.
Discussion, Senator. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I like the way we sent it. I vote no.
Senator Bebout.
Mr. President, I do too. I like the way we sent it. I would ask the body to vote no.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I like the way it was sent back from the House. I encourage you to vote aye.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, rather than state an opinion, can somebody tell me what the fiscal difference is, please?
No. Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, the original fiscal note was $1,860,000 per year for 15, 16, and 17, roughly, going up a little bit. That was based on the 10%, which is the way it's coming from the House. Half of that would be the accurate figure if we say no and go back to what passed to the Senate, so roughly $1 million each of those years rather than $2 million each of those years. That would be the fiscal difference.
Any further discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 55, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
No.
Emmerich. Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert. Hicks.
No.
Hines.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Nutting.
No.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer excused. Scott.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 15 ayes, 14 noes, 1 excused.
I believe that's a fail, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fail.
It's a fail. It's a fail. By your vote, you have failed to concur on message number 216 in reference to Senate File 55. The conference committee will be co-chairman Senator Bebout and Senator Nicholas. Okay, I'm going to get the giggles here. Had one of these. You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the balcony right there is Connor Rothfuss and Zane Rothfuss, both flying hooky from school today. Yeah. That'll give you time to compose yourself, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Minority Floor. Senator Hastert. No? Senator Esquibel?
May I have the privilege of the floor, Mr. President?
Yes, you may.
Might as well take advantage to remind all of you about the Race for the Cure. It will be coming up in August the 9th. So your participation or donations or support would certainly be appreciated. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Senator Case, are you ready on message number 214 in reference to Senate File 20?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read the message.
From the House of Representatives, February the 28th, 2014, message number 214, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 20, Local Governments Legal Publications.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move message number 214, the concurrence request to Senate File 20, Local Governments Legal Publications. It's a pretty simple change here, Mr. President. Our friends down the hall inserted the word designated in front of the word official when describing a newspaper so that it's a designated official newspaper. You know, I personally don't like the change, but I don't feel like it's worth going to the mat for, Mr. President, so I ask you to vote aye.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 20. And you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Johnson, Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer excused, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 1 no, and 1 excuse, and 1 conflict.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 20. Last concurrence. Senator Coe, are you ready on message number 194 in reference to Senate File 12?
Yes, I am, Mr. President, and so is Senator Bebout and Senator Nicholas.
The reading clerk will read the message.
From the House of Representatives, February 27, 2014, message number 194, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file number 12, State Education Program.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I move message number 194, being original Senate file 12, State Education Programs, and ask the body to vote no. Mr. President, what they really did the most was on page 3, they took out lines 15 through 18, and if you remember, this particular bill was designed to say, we don't want the feds in our life, we don't want them meddling in what we're trying to do here. For some reason, they took out that big paragraph that I don't quite understand. I'd ask the body to vote no.
Any discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 12. You've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
No.
Anderson, District 28.
No.
Barnard.
No.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
No.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
No.
Cooper.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Dockstetter.
No.
Driscoll.
No.
Amrick.
No.
Esquibel.
No.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
No.
Hicks. Hines, Johnson, Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer excused, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross.
No.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 1 aye, 28 noes, and 1 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 12. Yes. Yes, you may.
Mr. President, I was happy to see that my wife is also here with my two boys and my third boy, that they didn't just randomly wander into the Capitol and that perhaps she brought them. There's Finn also, our newest little boy, and Heather. Please welcome them to the Senate.
Welcome to the Senate, and congratulations. The Conference Committee on Senate File 12 is co-chairman Jim Anderson, Senator Anderson, O2, and Senator Rothfuss. That's it. Reports from Standing Committee.
February the 28th, 2014, Mr. President, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 169, engrossed, Medicaid Waiver Program's Case Management System, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Anderson, 28, Kraft, Nutting, and Peterson. No, Senator Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman. February the 27th, 2014. Mr. President, your committee number two, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 42, Engrossed, School Facilities Appropriations, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Dockstader, Hastert, Myers, and Perkins. Senator Bebout, Chairman. I guess that's all.
Oh, more fun stuff. We have some signing of enrolled acts. House Enrolled Act number 11 being original House Bill 46. The reading clerk will read it.
House Enrolled Act number 11 being original House Bill 46, an act relating to public employees.
About to sign House Enrolled Act number 11 being original House Bill 46. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 10 being original House Bill 10.
House Enrolled Act number 10 being original House Bill number 10. And act relating to water.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 10 being original House Bill 10. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act number 9 being original House Bill 6.
House Enrolled Act number 9 being original House Bill 6, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 9, being original House Bill 6. I have so signed. Now we're done. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I would like to request, if possible, for the Appropriations Committee to circulate the draft of the conference report on the budget once they've got it available so that we can be prepared. Be useful to have it in the desk. I've seen reports in the newspapers that make me nervous about one of the amendments, and I'm very reluctant to say much about a newspaper report as to its accuracy. So, if possible, I would like to make that request.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure when that draft report will be available. Senator Meyer?
Yeah, it will be available, I believe, Monday. And we'll get that out just as soon as it's signed, I think.
Okay. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Sure, now you want to leave. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, 10 a.m. That's on March 3rd.
Announcements. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, the Labor Committee, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet with our House counterparts Monday on adjournment over in the House committee room to talk about interim.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your conference committee for the budget bill has met and everything has been resolved, and we will be meeting at 8 o'clock on Monday morning in 204 to go over the final documents to make sure that everything we think we did has really been done in the bill. And we should have the bill, Mr. President, to you a little bit later that morning, and we will be prepared to present the Joint Conference Committee report to the full Senate.
Okay. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I've been hearing informally about when we can expect to get out, and I was wondering if we could get any kind of unofficial word from you.
Mark. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you. With respect to the good senator from Sheridan, I think you'll be out by June 1st. We've got a lot of cleaning up to do, some vacuuming, and it'll probably take you that long.
Good answer.
I think we're shooting for probably Thursday.
It's looking likely that it would be Thursday with the bills that are some serious bills that are over in the House, and they're not even on general file until Monday. Any further announcements? The Joint Conference Committee on Senate File 103 will meet in S5 as soon as the House adjourns. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. And the Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday, March 3rd.